definitely Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN.
It's 9:14. John DeCosta is here, musical director of the experience we call the Steve Cochran Show. Show number 1,409. What? What the hell am I talking about?
No idea.
My friend Bill Rancic's here. Nice to see you as always. And by the way, I know why Juliana didn't come in, because it always is embarrassing for her because she confuses the two of us. And she ends up thinking I'm you, and it's just totally awkward.
It's so awkward. I hate when she does that.
So,
my goodness.
How is she?
She's great. She's with Duke. We're having some childcare challenges this morning, so we thought we were going to have coverage, but we don't. So I said, honey, hang with the boy, and I'll come here.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking about Duke. Duke's how old now?
He is six. He'll be seven end of August.
And nothing but fun.
He's a big boy, yeah.
Yeah, how tall? 110th percentile?
He's in the 110th percentile, yeah.
Which makes him, by the way, even at six, he's 7 foot four now.
I mean, he's dunking.
That's amazing.
You know, yeah, he's hanging on the rim.
He's changing his name to Shaq legally by the weekend. So, all right, Captain Busy, what's the latest venture?
Well, the latest venture, which we opened officially last night, is Pizzeria Portofino. It's the first of three at 321 North Clark, right on the river. So it.
By the way, I didn't get the invite.
It was soft opening. We're having a big party, grand opening in September when we open RPM on the water. Which
didn't get the invite.
You're invited. That's
yeah,
a given.
Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't come to anything.
Well,
I just want to be invited.
We are bringing meatballs in for you.
Oh, so then I'll come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Pizzeria Portofino, how is it different?
You know, it is obviously the location is spectacular.
Right.
I mean, we are right on the river. Last night it was so exciting. People were pulling their boats up, hopping out, having a drink, ordering, you know, pizza, pasta. Oh, yeah. We were delivering food to people's boats. I mean, it's just a great, great environment. Hand-stretched pizzas, great pasta, amazing drinks.
Now, if people know where City Winery is, where are you in relation?
We are, we're on the north side of the river.
Okay.
And we're right at Clark and Kinsey.
Okay.
So we're literally
right. Well, there's steps right there.
There's steps right there.
Yeah.
You walk right down. Great people watching. I mean, it was just so much fun. Julian and I closed the place down last night. And you could probably hear my voice a little hoarse this morning. but, you know, just exceeded everyone's expectations and great teamwork. You know, RJ and Jared and Molly Melman and sure. Chef Doug, who's the P in RPM. Everyone just did a absolutely wonderful job.
And the Riverwalk's amazing. And, you know, Mayor Emanuel should get a lot of credit for it because he pushed a lot of things through that, you know, the city didn't think they were ready for it, and they clearly were. And if you've seen some of the Pizza Portofino reviews early on, you're getting some great buzz.
Yeah, I mean, we're literally... one day in, so we're really thrilled with it. And yeah,
we might want to shut it down.
Mayor Emanuel,
I mean, it went so well last night. Yes. You may want to just close
it.
Go
on a high note, right?
Right.
No, but Mayor Emanuel did really champion this river, and you know, I give him a lot of credit for redeveloping the river and making Chicago what I still think is the best city in the world.
This thing is huge, right?
It's going to be huge. Yeah. So it's three phases. Then we have RPM events, which is going to be right above Pizzeria Portofino. So if anyone got engaged recently or you have a wedding coming up, we're going to be doing great private events, great weddings. It's a wonderful space, great outdoor terrace. So you can really, really have a pretty special evening to celebrate your nuptials or a corporate event. That'll be open first week of September. And then we're going to follow that opening with RPM on the Water, which should be, you know, great seafood, great steaks, just amazing.
Target for that is?
Early fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that what does that make, six then?
Well, let's see. We have... six.
Six restaurants.
Yeah, six restaurants.
Who Look at thought? You. You're a tycoon.
I mean, you know, it started, I don't know if you know the story about how RPM came to light. But
well, I mean, I know it, but tell these guys.
Yeah, I'll tell everybody. Yeah, we want to know. Yeah.
So Juliana, we were doing the Juliana and Bill show years ago.
Yeah.
And Juliana's mom would cook a lot. And my wife, you know, who's from Naples, Italy, came to America when she was nine, you know, thought we should open up a restaurant. So I was buying time, right? So I'm starting to look at little places like up on Southport and 40-seat restaurants.
But also because you know how difficult the restaurant business is,
right,
because you've had a lot of success in business,
yep,
and good for you. So you know what's a good investment, what's not a good investment.
Correct.
This is your money.
Right.
So you're stalling to go, maybe she'll forget.
This is going
to
just die out. We're going to just buy time. So we go to dinner with Greg Olson and his wife, former tight end for the Bears.
Right.
And Juliana's at dinner, and she's talking to Greg and his wife. And she says, we're opening up an Italian restaurant. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm back here like, yeah, no, we're not, shaking my head. And he says, well, you know, God, if you're doing that, a friend of mine is thinking about opening up an Italian restaurant as well. And it was the Melman family. And he made an introduction, and we kind of courted each other for about a year. And then my 40-seat restaurant became a 10,000-square-foot monster called RPM Italian.
Yeah, which is one of the great Italian joints. You know, and the idea that you could open an Italian place or RPM as a steakhouse in Chicago and be recognized as a unique property. I mean, you ought to be proud of that.
No,
it's not easy to do.
Great team. I mean, you know, I give everybody else a lot of the credit. You know, it's you know, Julian, I can get people to come in the door once, and certainly we've been able to give it a great exposure. And,
sure.
And, you know, we aired it on our show for multiple seasons in 160 countries. So
yeah, doesn't hurt.
It's fascinating to see, you know, the different people coming in from Australia and the Middle East and different parts of the world, because that Julian and Bill show is still rerunning over there. But, you know, you got to have great food, great service. You have to exceed people's expectations. And that's what we try to do night after night after night.
You know, you've learned a lot about the restaurant business in the last few years. Obviously, great food first.
That's right.
What second?
Food first, service, environment. You know, you got to have a...
So the room is important.
Room is very important, yeah. You know, I think people, they want to have their state changed. You know, you have to be a state changer, you know. And when people go out and spend money, they want to feel good. And they want to, you know, feel important and certainly want to enjoy the food. But I think that goes for all businesses. You know, if you look at the great businesses out there, they're able to change people's state of mind. Apple.
Right.
This phone changes your state of mind, whether you like it or not, you know. And
you want an escape.
You want an escape.
From whatever's happening.
Yeah.
Well, how do you decide on the prices? What goes into going, okay, we can do this or we have to do this?
Prices as far as, like, items on the menu?
Any item on the menu, yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot of reverse engineering. Okay. You know, you look at... what are your food costs, you know, and you know, like with steaks, you know, that those prices fluctuate. You know, you almost have to kind of hedge them. You know, it's like oil and the airlines, you know. Well, if they buy oil 2 years, 3 years, or fuel 2 or 3 years out, because it fluctuates. So, you know, you want to, like RPM Italian, we always say we provide attainable luxury. And that's something that we've always tried to do. And you can come
the
in
menu is very reasonable.
Yeah, you can come in RPM Italian, have a beautiful bowl of pasta for, you know, $10.
Right.
But you feel like you're, you know, at a Michelin star restaurant. You know,
it's
beautiful.
Do the restaurants pay attention to each other? Like, you know, if somebody moves their prices, does that affect you?
We kind of just stay in our own lane and we do what we do. And certainly, you know, we try to just exceed people's expectations and give them great food at a great price in a great environment.
You and the Melmans turned out to be a pretty good partnership.
Great partnership, yeah. Yeah, certainly. And you know, our chef is amazing, Doug. He's the P, so he does a wonderful job with these menus.
Have I met Doug? I don't know that I've met him.
I think you've met him. Yeah, he's originally from New York.
Is he nuts? Because you have to be nuts to be a big-time chef in Chicago.
No, he's a smart guy. Very smart guy.
Well, he could be smart, but still be crazy.
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. And okay. He's got a wonderful wife. She's a fantastic pastry chef and just...
I think you'd probably have to be in the business to marry a chef.
I think so.
You'd have to understand the hours.
The hours are tough. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
He's getting there in the morning, he's buying stuff, he's taking deliveries, making sure it's right.
You know, I think a good chef, like when you're running multiple restaurants, you're almost like the conductor of an orchestra, and you have to have the right people playing the right instruments, if you're smart. And that's what I think he's done a great job of. He's gotten, you know, the right people in place where he can just conduct the music.
How's that meatball drive-through window coming that I recommended?
We're getting
you?
It. We're getting it put in. definitely.
So I'm kind of intrigued by the name, Portofino, because I was just in Portofino.
Were you really?
And so am I going to feel like I'm back in Portofino?
Yeah. You know, the interior is definitely very Portofino-esque. You know, we've got these beautiful striped booths. They're yellow striped booths, just the vegetation that we have there, right on the water, the way the servers' uniforms and the hostess's uniforms are designed.
And great wine, Dave, so you have enough of that. You can be anywhere you want.
Well, the wine is pretty amazing, I will say, and we have a great wine director, Richard Hanauer. He's runs all the RPM wine programs, and you know, he's pouring Tignanello by the glass, which is like a fantastic Italian wine. I don't know if anyone in the city's pouring Tignanello by the glass, but you know, he's got wine that's $8 or, you know, $25 by the glass.
You've turned into a wine expert.
I'm learning. He's teaching me. Yeah.
Does he make you stick your nose in the glass and do the little swish?
I mean, I grew up in Orland Park, so we didn't really...
It's a little hard.
So I've got a big learning curve coming from, the south suburbs of Chicago, and he definitely is very patient with me.
Pizzeria Portofino, more from Bill Rancic in a second.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I found my love in Portofino.
How about that poll from Super Joe?
That is so good. That is so good. Bocelli.
Very impressive.
I'm going to use that on my Instagram post today. Thank you for the reminder.
That should be your ringtone on your phone.
That's pretty good.
Pizzeria Portofino. Bill Rancic's here. Bill and Juliana opening up. I believe this would be the fourth of six spots, or the fifth of six spots.
This is the fourth of six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And signature item on the menu?
Well, obviously the pizzas are amazing. We have incredible rigatoni. The drinks, we're pouring a lot of the Juliana Prosecco and making a lot
Does she know you're pouring her Prosecco?
She
might want to keep some at the house.
Well, it's her named after her, but RJ and myself and the team, we do a lot of the work for it. But we're great. Cocktails that Richard and the team have come up with the Prosecco. So it's a fun spot. It's casual. Great environment, and we certainly hope people come by and check it out.
I don't doubt that they will.
Yeah.
By the way, John, if you get a chance, try the thin cheese. It's very good.
The thin cheese?
Thin cheese.
Sweet.
How exotic did the pizzas get?
Doug... he's a pretty creative guy and certainly well-traveled. And
he'll mix it up, right?
He mixes it up, yeah. I mean...
Is there a pizza of the day kind of thing to keep them interested?
The margarita was... We tried them all again last night, and certainly I think the margarita...
How are you not 500 pounds?
Yeah.
I'm getting... this is a baggy shirt. So when I take the shirt off, it's...
This is a baggy Steve.
Yes. And the older I get, I'll tell you this, it's a lot easier to put it on than to take it off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Welcome.
I just turned 48, and I mean, it's rough.
You look great. You're working out every day.
Almost. Yeah. Trying.
Yeah.
Trying.
You got the right genes.
Yeah.
Surprising I like you. Dave, you were saying.
Well, the margarita pizza was what we had all over Italy.
Yes.
And it was my first time in Italy.
Oh, my
God. I'd always heard that the pizzas there were much different than the pizzas here. I didn't think they were as dramatically different as...
The further south you go, the more the pizza
maybe, changes. And I was north.
Yeah.
I was north.
You know, pizza originated in Naples. I was just there as well. I was there in mid-May.
How's it different?
It's thinner. It's cooked very quickly in the ovens, right?
Okay.
Than the Bolton pizzas. And we were at this place, Pizzeria Brandi, which is like world famous. It's where Eat, Pray, Love filmed. And it's just very simple. And it's almost got like a light burn on it, the way they cook
them. Sounds great.
Yeah, it's really good. It's obviously Neapolitan pizzas. The birthplace of pizza.
Are we talking about less sauce, less cheese? Difference between Americans.
It's much, much simpler.
Okay.
The way they do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love the Chicago pizzas. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just had a shipment of Lou Malnati shipped out west to me. I'm definitely a fan.
It's a shame you don't know anybody in the pizza restaurant
business. Right. Yeah? That's right.
Well, I had margarita pizza in Portofino, so now I have to come over to Portofino.
You've got to come over to Portofino. Come today. We're open for lunch. Come on after. I will host you gentlemen today at the restaurant. I'd love to have you come over for lunch afterward. I know Steve.
That's very nice.
Thank you. Very
probably
nice.
Wants to get home
very
and
nice.
Golf, but
I'll hang out with you anytime.
All right.
It's good for your image, by the way.
Come on over. Yeah.
the Nepalese tea slingers. Tell me about this.
The focaccia.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I had two of them. Two. Oh my God. Little prosciutto on there. Oh, my goodness gracious.
What's your wife's done to you? She's turned you into a full-blooded...
It was so good, right? I'm a paisan.
Yeah. The Nepalese tea slingers?
Yes. Delicious.
Explain.
I'm gonna let Chef Doug come in with me next time.
Oh, so come in. Come into the place.
We're gonna... Yeah.
I got it. And again, on the soon-to-come RPM on the water...
October, November, we're hoping, yeah. And then RPM private events on the water.
But you can call and book something even before you're open,
ready.
Right?
We've got our first wedding booked for I think it's September 12th.
Okay.
Or 13th.
Well, I guess you got to have it open.
So
then,
we're up against the clock.
Right.
So,
right.
We're getting a lot. I mean, we have weddings already booked into 2022, believe it or not.
Best thing to do is to go to the website?
Go to, rpmrestaurants.com.
Everything's there.
Everything's there. RPM on the water. Yeah. It's got the full array of all the RPM siblings.
Congratulations. All the success.
I hope I see you guys at lunch today.
It's very nice of you.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
You can take your yacht, Steve.
Isn't
that how you get to work in the morning?
It's so nice of you to refer to an inflatable raft as a yacht. Pizzeria Portofino. It's the great Bill Rancic. And you're about due for a new book. Are you working on that, too?
Talking about it. Okay. Talking about it. Yes, thank you.
And, of course, you can plug it here.
You'll be the first.
Okay.
Always.
Say hi to the lovely Juliana.
She's listening. She just texted me.
And the muscled-up stud Duke.
I'll give you the critique. She said, she gives me a lot. She likes to micromanage a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Best dishes are the rigatoni, the seafood pasta, and the focaccia. You sound amazing, honey. Great job. Juliana Prosecco is a success.
Are you sure?
Oh, no, she's giving me more notes. They're coming because she's listening. Charred pepperoni, crushed Campania. Oh, my God. Mozzarella 18, burrata, tomato sauce. I mean, she's going on and on.
Have you been in this place? Because it sounds like Juliana knows it.
She likes to, she's giving notes here. But, yeah, she's said charred pepperoni 3 times now. So we're going to
Plug
that. Thank you, Juliana.
Juliana, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.